Israel has ordered that the houses of 7 Palestinian Bedouin families in the occupied West Bank be demolished. The move will displace at least 50 people, many of them children. Residents say demolition orders will also be issued for dozens of other homes in the same neighborhood. 4 loyal to Yemen's former regime say ground troops from Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates are assisting them in the fight against Ansarullah to seize Yemen's largest airbase, Al-Anad. They say a military brigade from the UAE landed in Aden just days before the offensive was launched. The latest round of Saudi airstrikes on Yemen has left at least 4 civilians dead. Several others were injured in the air raids on a gas station and a residential area in the northern province of Jowf. The warplanes also targeted the capital, Sana'a. There have been no reports of casualties there. Washington has warned Damascus against hindering the operations of U.S.-trained militants. The U.S. also said it may take additional steps to defend its allied forces in this Syria. Meanwhile, the U.S. has announced that the first armed drone missions out of Turkey's Incirlik Air Base began last weekend. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says the West is using the issue of human rights as a tool to pressure independent states. In a meeting with his visiting Serbian counterpart, Zarif rejected those methods as obsolete and unacceptable. He also called for enhanced bilateral cooperation between Tehran and Belgrade.